Welcome to Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, May 30th. I'm your host, Anastasia Uglova. This past weekend saw an egregious centralization of power in Venezuela as President Hugo Chavez shut down the dissident Radio Caracas Television and threatened to exercise even more media control, sparking protests in Caracas that were quickly met with police force. How much more damage can Chavez inflict on his own country? Gustavo Coronel, who is the author of the recent Cato Institute study, Corruption, Mismanagement, and Abuse of Power in Hugo Chavez's Venezuela, thinks that Chavez isn't long for his throne. He's the guest on today's podcast. Why is Hugo Chavez cracking down on the media in Venezuela and now threatening to shut down Globovision in addition to having shut down Radio Caracas Television?
Well, Hugo Chavez, since he won his re-election in December, has claimed that he now wants to have a socialist government or regime in Venezuela. So he needs to control the media because, by definition, a socialist totalitarian government cannot have or cannot afford to have a free press. So this is the explanation of why he's taking over Radio Caracas Television, and he's now threatening to do the same with Globovisión. You see, the Venezuelan government already controls half a dozen television stations and more than 100 radio stations in Venezuela. So you have to assume that there is no longer freedom of expression in Venezuela.
But his actions have sparked protests, massive protests over the weekend, so this is clearly not popular with the people. Why is he doing this?
Well, the polls taken about a month ago say that over 80%, about 85% of the Venezuelan population is against this move of taking over Radio Caracas Television. But as I said before, he needs to do that because Radio Caracas is by far the largest and strongest opposition television station in the country. And together with Globovisión, the only remaining opposition stations in the country. So he needs to do that in spite of the desires of the Venezuelan people. But we have to remember that President Chavez is no longer a democratic president.
Okay, he wants to stifle dissent and muzzle his detractors, but is he taking the economic impact of his actions into account when he does this?
No, he feels that he has all the money that he needs to impose his will on the Venezuelans and even to buy the silence and consent of the countries in Latin America. But the fact is that he's spending more money than he's getting from the oil activity.
But bonds for Petróleos de Venezuela dropped immediately.
Yes, the bonds issued by Petróleos de Venezuela only a month ago have fallen abruptly in the international markets, and also the Venezuelan stock market has declined very significantly. So I think he's facing an imminent financial crisis in addition to the political crisis which has been the result of this closing of Radio Caracas Television.
It's funny that Chavez still denies that he poses any threat to press freedoms. He actually insists that independent media has flourished under his rule. But my question then is effective protest still possible under Hugo Chavez? What are dissenters to do now?
Well, you see, when I see what is going on in Venezuela at this very moment, that there are thousands of people in the streets protesting against Hugo Chavez, I think that maybe Hugo Chavez will not be ousted today or tomorrow, but if there is a continuation of this popular pressure on the Hugo Chavez government, I think he might have very bad political problems. He might not even finish his term as president.
You think that he's going to be ousted before he finishes his term?
I think that he could be out before he finishes his term. I think he has committed so many errors, and the Venezuelan population is so indignant about what is going on in Venezuela that he's running the risk of being ousted by popular protest, yes.
Well, that would be a favorable outcome.
Well, I think it would, in the sense that he no longer behaves in a democratic fashion. He has violated all of his electoral promises. he represents the opposite of what the Venezuelan people expected him to represent when they elected him. So I believe that, yes, he has done so much harm to Venezuelans and to Venezuela that he should be ousted, yes.
Thank you, Gustavo. And thank you for listening to Cato Daily Podcast. For more information, you can visit our website, www.cato.org.